Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Very happy to have you here. Good day. Jags won yesterday by a field goal. Miami fought a good game, though, so better luck next time. They beat us last year. On this show, we'll get a review of Royal Caribbean's, Liberty of the Seas out of Bayonne, New Jersey. Janet Heaton is on the line, and we'll check in with her in just a couple of seconds. But first, don't forget about Cruise Radio Insider. Come kick around the cruise news with us right there. Just search Cruise Radio Insider on Facebook. It's our own little private group there. Also, Cruise Radio News, our daily hits of the news. Really quick, 60 seconds or less. Find out what's going on in the cruise world. It's a podcast, so you can find it on Stitcher Radio Network or iTunes or on top of every article at cruiseradio.net. All right, we always like getting your cruise reviews. If you have one you'd like to share, shoot me an email, doug@cruiseradio.net. Janet Heaton just returned from a five-night Bermuda sailing aboard Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas, and she joins us on the line right now. Hello, Janet. How are you?
I'm great. Good. How are you, Doug?
Good, good. First off, I got to say, if you're not following Janet, we'll give her social media stuff out at the end of the show, because you are like a picture queen when you're on these cruises. I love it. We'll talk all about Bermuda here in a little while. But Janet, let's take a step back and like, what really draws you to Liberty of the Seas?
It's a Freedom class ship, so it's one of the larger ones, but I feel like it's not too big. Mm-hmm. So you have the Royal Promenade and all the extra amenities inside and outside of the ship. So it's just a good time. It's a lot of fun.
And, you know, I guess we can say it is one of the biggest ships in the world. But, like, if you mm-hmm. were comparing it from Allure, because I know you sailed out a couple times, or Oasis, to Liberty of uh-huh. the Seas, do you feel like it's more homey aboard Liberty? Like, what's the big draw and the big difference to you?
Yeah, I would say so. It definitely feels more cozy. You get to know the other passengers and the crew a little easier mm-hmm. because of the size of the ship. So yeah, it's just very easy to get around.
Very nice. Now, you live in Pennsylvania, so you sailed out of Bayonne. Mm-hmm. So I take it, did you drive there?
Right. Yeah, I usually drive to the ship.
Okay.
Just 2 hours up the turnpike.
Nice. And Bayonne is kind of a new cruise terminal, right?
They've expanded the cruise terminal there. So it used to be kind of a smaller, it looked almost tented from the outside. But they built this brand new building. So it's much smoother driving in, driving out, having to park there. So I parked my car. Very smooth.
So you get to the cruise pier. And how was embarkation for you?
Good. Very smooth. I always try to get there a little bit later. I know most cruise fans probably get there bright and early, but mm-hmm. I tend to get there around 1 when most of the crowd has gone through. So it was very small lines for check-in. You could walk right on the ship. Just walk through the new terminal directly onto the ship. It was great.
Let's back up. You mentioned that you like to arrive at the pier a little bit later. So if you arrive later and outside that rush hour traffic, we'll say, how long does it take you from the curb to the ship?
Well, I drop my luggage, then go park the car, walk in. I mean, less than an hour. I think it took maybe 30 minutes.
Very nice. Now, I know you're no stranger to Liberty of the Sea. So what were your impressions as you boarded this time around?
Just a very happy ship. Everyone's there welcoming you, greeting you on board, directing you either to your cabins or up to the pool deck. So it's just, you know, a happy, fun vibe as soon as you walk on board.
I love it. So you make your way to the stateroom. What kind of stateroom did you have and what were your impressions of it?
Pretty much your standard Royal Caribbean inside cabin is what I had. Nice big bed, refrigerator in there, the flat screen TVs. Ample closet space. I'm always really pleased with the closet space and all the different drawers that they have. Even the bathroom has a really nice big counter space.
Before we started recording, you said that you didn't eat in the main dining room one time, which is interesting, but okay, whatever, we'll roll with it. So let's start at the Windjammer Buffet up top and work our way down to where you did eat.
It's funny because the Windjammers can vary a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Yeah, it's like the huge salad bar section and all the little different sides there. Even every day, they still have like the hot dog and hamburger and pizza section. And then over to your main, you know, main meals of different meats and vegetables. Of course, a huge dessert area. it was good. It was really big, really, really big and well-stocked.
Let me get your impressions on this, Janet, because people always ask me, how was the flow of the Windjammer? And I like the fact that it's a bunch of little islands type where you can kind of just walk to each one and serve yourself. But what are your thoughts of the general flow up there?
No, it was good. Where you walk in, there's a large bar there, like the Jade Restaurant, they call it, like their Jade Bar. So you have game right up front. And you kind of walk around to the back where it's just a big opening in the back with all the different sections. And then, of course, the seating, you know, with the windows. Mm-hmm. So you're walking through that whole area to the back.
Nice.
It's like one giant circle, basically.
So you can't get lost.
Right? No, you can't get lost.
Okay, good. Big circle. Impossible to get lost. Okay, so let's move down to what did you do besides the Windjammer?
You're always so busy, right? I don't know. So we did a little bit of the Sorrento's pizza, and they've even added in there. I mean, besides just basic pizza, they have strombolis, mini fruit cups, mini desserts, and always a sandwich of the day. So you can even get sandwiches in there.
Cool, cool. And how about, they also have like what, the Cafe Promenade?
Yeah, the Cafe Promenade, usually would stop there to get a latte. Yeah, they have all sorts of pastries, a few different sandwiches there as well. And then, of course, you know, everybody has little cookies and desserts everywhere.
Is the Cafe Promenade, is that a complimentary restaurant?
It is, except for the specialty coffee drinks. Mm-hmm. But all the food in there is included.
Gotcha. So is it
a lot of people don't know that. Even with the Sorrento's pizza, they thought that was extra. But it's not.
Yeah, you get that a lot, but that's more for us, though, right?
Right.
Let's move on to the entertainment, then, aboard Liberty of the Seas. You know, big ship, big entertainment, Is it called the Flow Rider up there?
Yeah, they do have the Flow Rider and the rock climbing wall, mini golf. Mm-hmm. It's all in the back of the ship.
Any good shows or comedians or crazy people juggling machetes around their back and through their legs? Anything like that? Cool entertainment?
I didn't see any machetes on board, but they did have one really fun late night adult comedy show was with Billy Garan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A comedian. He's actually open for Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld, apparently.
Yeah.
But he was good. He was really funny.
Nice.
I like the late night comedy shows.
Okay, so, you know, there's your general theater shows, there's your comedians, there's your jugglers and all that. But how about the entertainment around the ship?
Plenty of options. Of course, the Schooner Bar on Royal Caribbean is always one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of sing-along. It depends on the actual player that they have on the ship at that time, but it could be more sing-along style. It's Matt Yee's there. He's one of my favorites. He's one of, like, the comedian type of sing-alongs. So that's a great one to go to. Of course, they have different music trivia, the really fun game shows at night, like the Finish That Lyric game show with all the passengers. You have to sing the end of the song that they start. That's a really funny one. And of course, you know the Quest.
Oh,
the Quest
gosh.
Is always a classic.
I know the Quest way too well. Let me ask you then. Everybody has their...
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Oh, yes, yes. Please do not share them, no matter what listener hits you up. Do not share the pictures, please.
Okay.
Everybody has their go-to song on the piano bar. Which one's yours?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
So many of them.
Sweet Caroline is always a good one.
That's what I was going to say.
Were you?
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the ship at sea, because this is one of the biggest ships in the world. And, of course, one thing that says a lot about a ship is how it handles and behaves during sea days as far as the general flow of the public areas and by the pool. So how did Liberty of the Seas behave during sea days?
She was good. The pools, of course, can always get a little crowded. Mm-hmm. But what I do like about the ship as well, there's three different distinct pool areas. So you have the main pool in the center, which is usually the most crowded, but we went to the kid area, the H2O zone in the back. And then you have the Serenity, like the adult pool, 18 and older, for the kind of quiet pool area. So it was kind of evenly distributed there. You know, there's always on the sea days, the casino's open and running. So you always have a certain amount of gamblers in the casino, and then they have two different ice shows in the ice skating rink. Those are a favorite as well. So that got divided up, you know, like a 2 o'clock show and a 4 o'clock show. So So there was always different activities going on for people to go to throughout the ship.
I forgot about the ice rink on
the Royal Promenade.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I forgot about the ice rink on there. So
So
guests could skate too, right?
They had limited time, but there was some open time skating, yes.
Cool. I like that. And plus, if you don't want to skate, you can go to the back of the ship and do the Flow Rider, which is like the, what is that, like a simulated surfing type thing, boogie boarding, wakeboarding?
Exactly. Yeah, like the surfboarding. That's always fun to watch, and you get to cool down as well with the spray of the water flowing over the side.
Whatever the kids are calling it these days.
But it's hard. Most people can't really stay up on it too long, but it's always fun to watch.
Have you tried it?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm a chicken.
We're going to need you to try that the next cruise and give us a full report afterwards.
Right. Maybe.
Cool, cool. Well, this five-night cruise went to Bermuda, and I've never been to Bermuda, so I don't really understand how this works. But when a ship goes to Bermuda, does it just stay at one dock, or does it go to multiple ports around Bermuda? How does that work?
Most of the ships now just stay in the Royal Navy dockyard. This one being a five-night, we had one overnight and the next day there. So basically 2 full days and 1 overnight. So you just, you stay at the same dock. You can come and go as often as you please while you're in Bermuda for the 2 days. So it makes it, I don't know, I love the overnights.
Let me ask you, how is it as far as, like, if you were getting off this ship and you've never been to Bermuda before, or maybe you were planning a Bermuda cruise, like, what is something you need to see there?
Oh, so many things. Bermuda is one of my favorite islands. The most famous beach is Horseshoe Bay Beach. Mm-hmm. So that's a must-see if it's your first time going to Bermuda. They have a beautiful lighthouse there as well. There's just amazing shopping in Hamilton. That's the big city that you can take the ferry over to. If you like Moorhead George's, is beautiful. And I love Tobacco Bay over there. Amazing snorkeling.
Cool.
I mean, there's just something for everything. There's the caves, the crystal caves, if you want to see something more cultural on the island. If you're a golfer, tons of golf courses.
So, okay, that's all good. Let's talk about the drinks.
Drinks, okay.
Yeah. Rum. Isn't Bermuda pop famous for, like, rum swizzlers or something like that?
Yeah, the rum swizzle or the dark and stormy. So they're both made. Gosling rum is the rum from Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
So the dark and stormy is the dark rum with the ginger beer. So
ooh,
good.
Yes.
And the rum swizzle, it's also a dark rum with different kind of flavored punch, kind of like a rum punch, planner's punch, but even better.
Rum swizzle. I love it. Yes.
Rum swizzle cake at the rum cake factory there.
That just sounds naughty.
It's kind of pink. Think like Bermuda beaches.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What is the thing with the sand over there? So if you go to Bermuda, will you see pink sand? Or and I was, people, they were saying, don't steal the sand. Like, is the sand that cool over there?
I mean, it is pink, but it's not as pink as some people think it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's beautiful. It's incredibly soft. You know, it's kind of from the coral in the water in the ocean that washes up onto the sand. So if you pick it up and look at it up close in your hand, you can see all the different pink coral specks in the sand. But it's not just like all pure pink.
Yeah, Bermuda's on my bucket list. Definitely want to get there. So, Janet, in closing here, I want to ask you, any been there, done that tips for Liberty of the Seas or for Bermuda?
Sure. For Liberty of the Seas, I would say don't miss the ice shows. I think they're one of the highlights on the ship is the ice skating shows. So definitely want to make time for that. And for Bermuda, so many things. But yeah, again, you definitely want to hit the beaches, have the rum swizzle. And one of my favorite things to buy there is this perfume called Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Only get it there. So it's a great gift for yourself or to give to somebody else.
All right, Janet, final thoughts of Liberty of the Seas.
It's a great ship. I highly recommend it. I think there's something for everyone and you'll enjoy it.
Well, with that said, we've been talking with Janet Heaton about her 5-night sailing aboard Liberty of the Seas out of Bayonne, New Jersey. Janet, thank you for your time. Thanks for being on the show and don't be a stranger.
Thanks so much, Doug. I love your show. It's great.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.